Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. I'm Luigi, the American Brash, the Porn News Network. I'm sick still. I'm not editing. Oh well, lazy shows for like four more days, whatever. This is crazy sickness that is taking forever to expel from my system. But I am getting better. I can feel I'm getting better. What are we talking about? We're talking about the giant landfill in Pooland on fire. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Bernie busting in Bussy. We'll talk about college kids against kikes. And that is basically the finale. The support for Palestine being off the charts. Thanks for joining me. It's going to be a great show today. Love you all. Welcome. First quarterly donation drive, Pool News. First time in a while I've seen the quarterly donation drive. Wow. Begging for money. Begging for the money. Once every quarter, PNC begs. I actually haven't seen PNC beg in a long, long time. So I don't know. If you like PNC, if you like Pool News Central, .com and you visit PoolNewsCentral.com, I don't know, go check it out. I'll support. If no one else supports, I'll support it. So you don't have to donate, I'll donate. Check it out. Daily news. Shill, shill, shill. Onto the actual show. I'm too sick to shill. I feel like crap. I feel like too much shit to shill. Maybe there'll be better shilling in future days. Actual threads. Delhi. However the fuck you say it. 27 million people in the landfill, which is considered the richest and most luxurious area in all of India, and it's on fire. Let's watch the video. It's very loud. Very loud honking. Look at that. That's a big old fire pile. That's a big old pile of fire. Pile o' fire. Yo, Poojeets, it's called a landfill, not a fucking junk pile. A landfill, not a junk pile. You fucks, that's a giant pile of shit. You're supposed to bury it, you idiots. You fucking idiot poos, you bury it under the ground. Don't just keep stacking it higher and higher and higher. That's called junk. Junk field, whatever. Junk pile. Yeah, that's what we said earlier. Junk pile, I'm sick, something like that. It started yesterday. Imagine the smell. Exactly. Yeah. Imagine all the fumes these poos are fucking breathing in. I'm sure that's very healthy. Chamal says, I think it's relevant that this is the highest point in New Delhi. Dude, they're all going to be breathing in this shit. All these Poojeets are going to be inhaling toxic chemicals. Incredible. Land of the poos. Land of the poos. Oh, a poo just flinging poo at people. That's nice. That's random. Poos fighting poos. Poos fight. Nigga. You want some nigga? Man, blacks never relax. Poos are shitting in the atmosphere now. The poos are shitting the atmosphere up. God damn it, you fucking poos. You're shitting the atmosphere. You're shitting into the atmosphere. You fucks. You fucked us all. You fucked us all, poos. You fucked us all. We're doomed. We're doomed. We're all gonna get poo AIDS. All of us, we're all gonna get poo AIDS. Hilarious. Bernie busted busting in Bussy. There we go. That's the one. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. How many pickled peppers could Peter Piper pick? And Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Did Bernie Sanders rape a kid on camera? It sounds too crazy to be true until you realize Epstein and Diddy ran blackmail operations, getting prominent figures to rape kids. Oh my gosh. Survivor of child trafficking, CT Survivor 17, Sanders. This was about 30 years ago in New York. They look like a tranny, though. Maybe they just want attention. They could just be an attention-seeking tranny. Who knows? It could be a lie. but also there's a video or something that's probably out or some shit. Who knows? It's all rumors. So it's probably true. Also, do you remember when Bernie Sanders, I don't know if you guys follow Bernie, because I donated to Bernie Sanders. I donated $5 to Bernie Sanders back when I worked in California. It was when I was like probably like 18 or 19. I don't fucking know. I'm probably going to dox myself with that shit. But when I was really fucking young, okay? And they never stopped hounding me after I gave them that money. They never stopped emailing me. They're like, Lou, give us money, please, again. You gave us money once. You'll give us money again, won't you? If we keep poking you, give us money again. No, I won't. Go away. But the point is, I was behind Bernie Sanders. And I voted for Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders. There was a moment where it's like a flips, like a switch flipped in Bernie's head or something. And he was just acting like a different person. It's like he gave up or something. And it was weird because it wasn't the time to give up. And it was just so weird and strange. And I noticed a complete vibe shift. And I wonder if it's because they got this video or they blackmailed him with this or something, man. Because it's too coincidental. Rockerslaw says, Lou supported child rape. PSC says, no refunds. Tony Knoss says, it's a blackmail operation. But to be the sort of person that would actually stick your hand into the honeypot. You fuck children, Bernie. How dare you? You're full of communists. It's your communist dream. You've been waiting this whole time to do it, haven't you? All politicians have shit like this on them. They shouldn't, though. Why? Why do they have not? You know what's funny? Trump doesn't. That's why they're so scared of him. He hates kids. He likes big mommy milkers. That's his problem. They can't control him with fucking child pornography. I'm not even joking. Everyone tries to get him with the Epstein shit, but that's how I know that's the biggest bullshit. The dude's type is big mommy milkers. The dude loves big mommy milkers. Just look at all the fucking, he's all with big fake women. He's always with fake women. He's not with fucky. That's just his type. There's no way you'll convince me that he's a fucky ever. He's a pedo. So it's funny that you say all politicians, but I just think that Trump really is the one non-pedo one. I don't know. It's weird. I mean, he's a scumbag, okay? Trump is a scumbag. Trump is a greedy businessman. Trump's a fucking corporate suck-up, but I don't think he's a pedophile. There's a bear shit in the woods. Does a Jew rape kids? It's in their nature. Rockerslaw says, Trump is a Jew Zionist, you fucking mongrel. His whole family's married to Jews. I know, I've said it many times. It sucks, but he's not a Jew. He hasn't converted. I know there's that rumor that he did, and I've looked it up. Okay, no. But yeah, all of his children are married to Jews, and it's scary. It scares me every day when I think he's going to get back in office and Jared Kushner's going to be his right-hand man again. And I mean, every day it scares me that'll happen. But what I've heard from Jared Kushner, what I've heard from Trump, and what I see with the people he surrounds himself so far, I don't see that. If he gets in office and he surrounds himself with Jews, more so than Joe Biden, I mean, I expect a couple Jews in there. I expect a Jews in there. But I mean, if he's surrounded by them like last time, I'll know. How dare you attack our precious Bernie? They added a context. Bernie Sanders has not been formally accused of raping any person or child. No evidence of the crime was ever provided. His children were independent adults when this crime allegedly took place in front of them. Allegedly? What? That's part of it? What the shit? I didn't know that was a part of it. What the hell, readers? Note context? Gherkin lawsuit has nothing to do with Sanders. Well, I guess it does now. Yeah, exactly. Whatever they say not to connect it to, I don't know, it might start getting connected. Rockistan says, just because they haven't released the blackmail does not make it unreal. Are you talking about Trump? Are you talking about blackmail on Trump? You're delusional if you think they got some fucking black. You are straight up Orange Man Bad delusional. If you think they have some fucking magic fucking nuclear bomb gotcha on Trump. If they got if they have some magic nuclear bomb on Trump, it'll be some AI-generated CIA bullshit thing. That's what it'll be. It won't be real, okay? Because they would have used it already if they had it. You think they would have used it the last time Trump was trying to get fucking in office for real? Like, dude, they would have used it 10 million times over. Stuff like that doesn't get saved for the second round. Dio says, I think it doesn't matter because U.S. is on an irreversible course at this point. It's reversible if people strike when the Jews are weak. You got to understand, Dio, when everything crashes, there will be a small window where money will have no value because everything was crashed. So you can't buy anything. You can't do anything. In that moment when nothing has value except you're like us, that's the only thing that's going to have value. That's when the people have to decide if they want the Jews to control everything or not, because that's what's going to happen. And I forgot I'm doing a live, non-edited show, and I'm just kind of rambling, whatever. It's going to be totally quality show. Totally quality. This American says, the blackmail they had on Sanders was his wife taking money from some college. I remember that. They used it to get him to endorse Clinton. If they had rape videos, they would have had a problem with him becoming president, as they could completely control him. I don't think it was that, dude. It's the Clinton wanted to be president more than anybody, man. Clinton becoming president was like a personal mission to herself. It was weird. She has a fucking hard on to get fucking presidency. It's like she could start World War III or some crazy shit. Who knows? Rockstar says, you're watching Clown Show. All the pieces are controlled under the big top. I'm gonna blank Trump first and yell Orange Man bad and you'll cope. Orange Man bad. Good luck with that, buddy. Have fun. And Minecraft, of course. I don't encourage anything such as that. It's silliness. It's like, it's just, that's so delusional. To go against the only person that has any, Rakistan, they're doing things to Trump that they've never done to any other person in existence. Like, they've never persecuted a president like this ever, okay? They're bringing stuff out that's never happened because they have to destroy this man. It's Trump derangement syndrome. The thing is, the Jews have pushed TDS. Like, the Jews paid to push Trump derangement syndrome. Their golem is the left. And the golem wants to destroy Trump. You're part of the golem, man. That's their golem. And you might be like, and then you might like go to some that stupid organization that keeps giving Trump awards. Dude, that organization thinks Trump's the fucking messiah, dude. Those Jews think Trump is the next fucking goddamn messiah, hilariously. Okay, that small group of Jews. It's like, whatever. Okay, that group's given him like 5 awards. It's a very small group of Jews that think Trump is some goddamn messiah. It's weird. Rakistan says they've shot presidents. Yeah, and they'll probably try and shoot Trump too. But the difference between Trump and past presidents is Trump has his own personal security detail. Okay, no other president had their own personal like security detail like that. I'm pretty sure maybe, I don't know if Kennedy did or not. He wanted them to stay and they didn't or something. I don't know. I know there's something like that around it. But still, Trump has his own security in addition to the House security. So you'd have to go through 2 layers of security to kill that man. Rakistan says, Trump derangement syndrome is my cope. I have the cope. I'm the Trump derangement syndrome. Dude, Trump is the only path forward. Trump is literally the only, like, so you could be mad and not like Trump, okay, and think that Trump is the neocon Jew that's siding with the kikes, but all the kikes hate him. The kikes are working fervently against him, and if you don't believe that, you're insane. You're a fucking Looney Tune. You're a leftist Looney Tune if you think that. I mean, if you think the, like, we just had a fucking judge could like literally commit fraud and shit where she was dating the guy that was involved in it. Like, dude, the crazy shit's going on right now with Trump. All this shit. And now it's coming out that the DOJ was working with like 2 other departments and they were all in coordination to try and push this Trump thing. It's like the Jews are doing everything in their power to destroy this man and keep this man from presidency. Jamal says Trump is in the path the GOP is controlled op. They are. But you have to play. The thing is, right now, you guys don't understand. Right now is the play along stage. Okay? Right now is the play along stage. The kikes are trying to imprison Trump because they don't know if they can trust him or not to be on their side. Okay? And Trump doesn't know if he could trust them or not to be on his side. And he can't. He just can't. He shouldn't. They're trying to. They are destroying the fuck out of him. But there is no other path. There is no other path. Joe Biden for another 4 years is the central bank coming. If the central bank comes that, if Joe Biden is the path, they get the central bank in, there will be no civil war. There'll be no fucking mass uprising that you want so badly. There'll be no riots. There'll be no fucking fighting back. Everyone will be fucking sheep. Everyone will be sheep because the Jews will have gotten exactly what they wanted. And Joe Biden will hand them the central bank on a platter. We won't have a chance to fight because in one day, overnight, he'll sign over that goddamn thing. We'll have no chance to fight over anything because in one day, they will own everything by the stroke of a goddamn pen. And then our House of Representatives will go along with it because they're owned too. So I get you don't like Trump, but if you want even a chance of something to happen without just blowing your own fucking brains out, then get Trump in there, man. It's the only path because at least if Trump gets in there, people will have riots again. We'll have riots from the left because they'll be pushing riots. They'll be pushing instability for Trump. If Joe Biden gets in there again, we'll probably get a crash and then they'll bail the banks out one more time. And there'll be no chance for instability because it'll happen overnight. We'll own nothing. We'll be happy. We'll be eating the bugs. There will be no revolution. There will be no civil war. You'll just own nothing and you'll be happy. Bashy says, Jews want Trump to fight Iran. Maybe. Maybe. And he might. Dio says, Joe Biden's the path to the central bank. What? Yeah. Yes, very simple. Bank. Yeah, they crash the bank while he's president. Then he signs them over everything. Yeah, very simple. Just like Obama. It's literally the exact same thing they did with Obama, dude. He did, like, when he was vice president, remember? Like, what the fuck, dude? Use the two brain cells. It's literally the exact same thing that happened the last time he was there. I'm not confident completely in Trump. But you gotta understand, he's gotta suck some dick to get elected. And the dick sucking's only gonna intensify the closer we get to the election. So, I don't know. I don't think I'm not going to completely die on the hill for Trump, but I'll die on the hill that if Joe Biden is president, we will have lost everything. We'll have lost everything. If it's not Joe Biden, if it's someone else, like, dude, fuck, if it's not Trump, that'll be fine. If it's not Joe Biden, that'll be fine. If it was like some third party something, I don't know, maybe. Not JFK, I guess. JFK is awful. He sucks Jew dick even more. I mean, the only path is Trump and then rioting. That's the only path. Dude says, we already have a central bank. They already own everything. We have three banks. We have three banks. It's split still. There's still a semblance of it's not all controlled by one singular thing yet. It's very close. It's one more crash. We're literally one crash away from owning everything. That's it. This is literally it. That's what I keep saying. This is literally it. This is literally it. This is literally it. I keep saying it. I mean, I don't know what. There's not much else to say. God damn it. Fasci says, I honestly think RFK would be the best pick. Are you kidding me? Dude, if you think RFK sucks less Jewish dick than Trump, you're fucking comically insane. Dude, after saying that the vax targeted Jewish DNA, he did like a 3-hour question answer session with them. He literally apologized to them for like 2 hours. Sucked Jewish dick for 2 hours. What in the fuck, dude? When Trump does that, it's for, like, donations. He'll go to, like, a fundraiser event for Jews and be like, I'm the greatest president you ever did. I moved the embassy and I... Golan Heights. I didn't start another war. Oh, my God. I'm your buddy. It's fucking stupid. It's asinine. Onto the awakening. It's the perfect storm. College kids going against kikes. Movement spreading across America going against kikes. So far, the whole United Front against kikes is happening in the United States. Do you know where this goes next? I assure you it'll be 110 countries. This America says the best part is coming from the monster that they themselves created, a modern Prometheus. This America says it's going too well. That means there's probably a catch. No, it just means that the Jews are working on a way to subvert it, right, as we speak. Right now, they're working on a way. Like, you think they're not going to sue all these students? You think they're not going to excise all these students? And once there's no students that are anti-Israel left in those campuses, well, guess what? It's all pro-fucking Jews. It's all that's left are pro-Jews. And again and again and again, they fucking manipulate and push their power. But the normies are realizing it, and... as this movement grows, as more normies realize what's going on, I feel like you don't think that if Joe Biden became president again, that I get he gets pressure from the left to be more pro-Islam, pro-anti-genocide, but you don't think it's possible the Kikes could spin that fucking narrative the second they get full control again? Because that's what they have right now, full absolute control. They get anything they want. The aid for Israel passed. As soon as Israel got hit with that fucking false flag bullshit attack, it was awesome and should happen more often. Fucking paragliders was incredibly based. The false flag of it was Israel blowing up their own people with machine gun fire from jets and shit. It's like they were like killing their own and then blaming it on Hamas. Like they were mass slaughtering their own civilians and then blaming Hamas terrorists, which is a comical war crime that to just add on top of all the war crimes they've done already. Real quick, Fasci says, if RFK got power, he would try to take away the Jews' power and fix the border? Dude, every other word out of RFK's mouth is sucking Jewish dick. What are you talking about, man? It's like every word. When Trump is sucking Jewish dick, it's in the form of, I did this for you. And then he lists one of the fucking four nothing burgers he did. It's always that. Dio says, no revolution can succeed without an elite backer. Elon could work. Dude, I don't know how revolution would even work or civil war would even work in this new fucking thing. Everyone's complaining about the new civil war movie because it's kind of convoluted how it even works. Who's on what side? What's even happening? It's all just confusing. And like, maybe that's what it would be like. It would just be chaos. It would just be chaos. It'd just be people killing each other. There'd be no order anymore. And maybe that's what it would be. Maybe there just wouldn't be fucking order anymore and it'd be everybody for themselves. There'd be no fucking internet anymore. There'd be no telephones because we wouldn't give a fuck anymore and we just hate each other. And just it'd be everybody killing each other until we got a fucking leader again. I don't know. Until we got a fucking destroyed by China and taken over or something. I don't know. Like what? When such a high percentage of your population is deep state. Like a lot of our population is actually government employees. So when you have such a large part of your populace that are the government itself, I don't know. It'd be certain generals defecting, and all of our generals are trannies. So it's like, what tranny general is going to defect and start a civil war? I just don't see it. Maybe some psychopathic one. Jamal says, Elon retweeted a thread today about the civil war. The author of the tweet said, who are we even fighting? It's the people at the top? Number one comment, the Jews and immigrants aren't going to leave voluntarily. Dude, I mean, if there's a civil war, it's going to be everybody versus the elites is what it's going to be. And that should scare them more than anything. It'll be everybody versus their local communities and stuff trying to survive. But it's going to be people off the leash of society. And society keeps fucking crazy people in check, man. There aren't no crazy houses. And when society breaks down, the crazy people are going to be the ones with power. Okay, because they're going to be willing to do anything. And just you sane people might have been a little more happy if you just goddamn listened to us. The fucking problem's the Jews and they're trying to kill us all because it's fucking true. Sleeve says, I hit my power level for over a decade. I always let people know they could pretty much say anything around me. Actively challenge them to try and offend. People get comfortable around me and whisper their opinions on race and other matters. Always take it a step further so they don't feel bad about it. Everyone around me is becoming more comfortable voicing their true opinions. I'm still the most racist, misogynistic, and anti-Semitic person they know, and I take pride in that. But I take more pride in being a part of getting people to open up without fear. It feels good. Everyone hates Pajits, even other Pajits, and everyone knows immigration's not good. Still taking some work, but things are moving. Best part is opinion on the woman and Kikes. Dio says, that's a peasant revolt model and almost never works. You're talking about when the generals turn? Is that what you're talking about? When generals twist, or what do you just talk about when everyone just is in a chaotic mess of, when it's a chaotic bullshit everything for each other? Well, that's what it'll be, man. There is no guide. There's no fucking guiding star. There's no fucking leader. There's no Hitler. Okay, there's no Hitler, and everybody hates Trump. Orange Man, bad. The Jews did a really good job brainwashing the populace for 4 years. And then when Trump lost, the fucking, they did a real good job brainwashing everybody for 4 more years that he was a fucking Jew-loving, like, dude, Trump should, the thing is, if Trump comes out against Jews tomorrow, he loses the entire boomer fucking vote. And you're like, who gives a fuck about the boomer vote? I get it. But there's a reason why Fox News holds all the power. There's a reason why all the boomers hold all the power, because they, I told you, they control 1/3 of the fucking U.S. government budget. The Social Security, man, it all comes back to the Social Security. The Social Security is how the boomers have all their power. So if Trump just says, fuck kikes, fuck Jews, and gets on the anti-Semitism bandwagon, like 1/3 of like the power vote is gone. And I hate admitting that, but it's just the boomers have so much goddamn power that they've stolen from all future generations. And the boomers don't even really get that. They got scammed. The boomers got scammed by the Jews. But the problem is, they got scammed willingly and they love it. They eat it up. They willingly eat that fucking garbage up. They revel in it. They've been trained really good. They were trained really, really well. And it's ingrained into them. And they're almost nigh unchangeable now. And they're set in their ways and they're old. And really, the only thing that will change it is, like, old people dying and young people replacing them. And you don't get, so you get there with a little bit of pandering, not being the new, like, the only way we'll get, like, a new Hitler. Like, Hitler can't, like, I mean, Hitler's, like, got, like, a 1 in a million, man. Like, a 1 in a million. And that was real bad times. That was, like, bad times. That's, like, the thing is, the Jews trick people. The Jews are so good at tricking people and keeping bad times going longer and making them even worse. That's what they're really good at. They're good at tricking people into making stuff even worse than it already is. It's a really good skill they have of scamming people and making them think that they're helping you, and they're not helping you. They're just digging your ditch deeper and then throwing you into it and then standing on top of that body. And now we have Tim Pool. Tim Pool is fully on board with the kikes now. I mean, I just heard someone else talking to it. I don't think it was Sticks, it might have been Mike Enoch. I'm pretty sure it might have been Mike Enoch. Mike Enoch was talking about Tim Pool and how there's all this, like, kikish news or something. And he was talking about some shit that didn't even matter. Like, didn't even, like, trying to purposely avoid Jewish news or, like this, the, I think it was these protests outside the campuses, the Jewish college shenanigans that's all going down right now, the Columbia University stuff. Tim Pool isn't even covering this shit. Tim Pool isn't covering it, but he should be. He should be. There's growing calls for tuition refunds. Ooh. I don't think any Jews will help you sue, though. Sorry. Jewish college owners are realizing importing millions of people who hate them and won't differentiate them from white people was kind of a bad idea. You're importing very low IQ people that can't tell the difference between Jews and white people. It's very hard. They have the same skin color. Oh, my God. No, one is evil and one is good. And the white people are good and the Jews are evil. It's very simple. Support for Palestine's off the charts. Massive rally for Palestine. New York U is not a tiring. We did good, boys. We did good. Yeah, damn right. Push more. Brown people becoming the majority. Raised on CRT, was invented by Jews in the 1920s to attack white Christian nations. Brown people don't see any difference between Jews and white people. It's our strength, Chud. They fucked up. They fucked up. They did all this time and they still fucked up. There's no red pill here. They're carrying their anti-white... Jesus Christ. Walking 5 feet is very difficult for my grandparents, but I'm happy to help them out. I just wish they wouldn't yell across. I wish they would just, instead of yelling across the house, if they could just simply call my cell phone. That would be so helpful. But whatever. Can yell across the house for 20 minutes. That's fine too, I guess. A golem turnout's massive because of shit. It's still a golem and it's cringe. I don't like the golem too, but like, God, stop attacking the golem for attacking Jews. It's so stupid. I feel like those are kikes doing that. I feel like it's kikish mentality. It's like the same thing with Trump. It's like, why are you attacking Trump when he's the only, when he's the least Jewish choice of all of the three is the least Jewish, even though the only reason Joe Biden has done any slightly anti-Jewish shit, but none of it even really is because he's getting pressure from like the Ilhan Omar types. That's the only reason. And his entire staff is against him. It's like it's his entire staff's in a revolt against him. It's fucking comical. The fucking golem's twisting and turning. It's hilarious. That's good. That's something we should be... We need to embrace that before we push it away from ourselves and into the hands of our enemy, really. Like, the fucking... You're gonna be like, oh, you guys... Like, you're gonna be bashing these guys nonstop, and then the Jews are gonna figure out some goddamn propaganda to twist it back around. You know the meme where all nations would come together and put aside their differences if an alien invasion happened? Now, replace the alien with the Jew. I agree, but that scares me in the other direction. Like, when they try to do that alien bullcrap, like, what fucking false flag are they going to try and push this time to try and unite us against fucking, I assume, Russia? Because they're pushing that KGB bullshit now. I was so right about that KGB bullshit, guys. They're pushing the KGBs against everything now. It's not, they're feds, they're feds, they're feds. You're going to start seeing the KGB more. Keep your eyes peeled for seeing, oh, KGB this, oh, KGB that. Okay, like all of a sudden everything's the KGB. That's the fucking feds and the CIA trying to get heat off of themselves. It's bullshit. That's exactly what that is. That's false flag bullshit. But that's what everyone's going to be pushing and talking about in like fucking very shortly. Those are not normies. Those are brain dead left wing college students. They're not red pilled. They love Jews. They just hate Israel. They're just doing this because they want to shout and act like they're tough and violent, but they're pussies and only do it in controlled environments. They're only protesting about Israel because it's too early to protest about Trump and my poor Palestinians. Blah, 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 blah. Wow, that's a big wall of text. You could have just said, fuck the kikes, haha. You could have just done that. It would have been funny. But you could cope and seethe a little bit more, I guess. They're retard-pilled. They aren't supporting Palestine for hatred of Jews. They're supporting Palestine for BBC and imagined oppression of brown people. Okay, well, who's oppressing the brown people, buddy? Use your brain for 2 seconds. Who's the one oppressing? Oh, the Jews. The Jews are the one. You can't have one without the other. You can't support Palestine and then be for Jews. I mean, we just want them all to live in harmony. That's what they are. I get it. Yeah, sure. But also, they know that they're fucking genociding Palestinians. That's what they're fucking protesting. The genocide, dude. They're not... They're retarded, but they understand that Jews are genociding Palestinians. That's why it's breaking the conditioning. And it's not really breaking the conditioning. It's refocusing the conditioning. It's really the Jews have gone so far beyond the pale, they've wrapped in on themselves fully around. They have become the genocide which they claim to have perpetrated on themselves. The sides are pro-kikes or anti-Semites. The thing is, all we have to do is sit back and let the Jews call them anti-Semites, and it'll push them further towards our cause. That's all we got to do. Just let them see the hypocrisy of everything. Like how they were burning America down and they weren't punished, but how you just merely mention Jews and your entire life is destroyed. I'm sure they'll start to understand. That's a lot of soldiers to the cause. This America says, because it's incredibly obvious the Jews are maniacal, genocidal subhumans. Even the normie can see it. Yeah, I agree. These people have been trained to when we were bombing Iran and stuff, it's like, can't do the hospitals, can't do that, gotta be kind, gotta be, God, the war crimes, value of life and shit. This American says, it's just BLM, it's all the same Jewish talking points. Jewish talking points like fucking stop murdering Palestinians, like those ones. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? You can't, messages like you cannot cover up genocide, those Jewish messages, I guess the fucking Holocaust, but they're not talking about that one. I resist by any means. That is BLM shit. Whatever. I like it when it's... There's too much seething for these not to be kikes, though, man. I feel like anything against it has to be kikish. Just revel in them. Revel in the golem turning on its master. That's all it should be. People reveling in the golem screeching at its master. And then then ways in which we can push it more in that direction. How, like, dude, the thing is, Anand should be talking about how we could go there, pretend we're leftists, and then hand out literature to push them even further in that direction. We should be handing these people those Goyim Defense League flyers that are anti-Trump. The fucking Orange Man bad ones that say how everyone that supports Trump's a Jew. Like, I don't agree with that completely, but fuck, let's give it to the leftists and fucking propagandize them and shit. Fuck. Work them in that direction. Slowly, over time. That's the fucking play. Not bitching at them that they're fucking retards here and for finally realizing it's the Jews. It's stupid. Dio says Mossad and Israel IP should be abused for that abuse. I agree, dude. Israel IP should be banned. The most posts on poll come from Israel IPs. Not even American IPs. Israel. The most post Israel. That's fucking nuts. Why? I see American flags. It's because all these meme flags are fucking kikes. Or VPN using assholes. They should ban the entire range from Israel. Fuck Israel. This American says, you'll be telling these people to get out of the country the moment they stop chanting Israel. Both are shit. Fuck Israel. Fuck Palestine. Who? The illegal immigrants? If they're illegal immigrants, you're not a U.S. citizen. Get fucking deported. Whatever. But the kikes are a problem right now. And if you want to have like a giant riot or something to disrupt a mosque or synagogue, whatever, I'll go eat a sandwich or something and I might forget you're even doing it. Okay, so, you know, yeah. You rub my shoulders, I'll rub yours. You know what I'm saying? This American says support for Palestine is bog standard victim politics. You're right. Who cares? The Palestinians are a small, brown, and oppressed people being struck by big, powerful, and vastly white oppressor. That's why they have sympathy. Who cares? Who gives a shit? Who fucking cares? If anything, that'll cause the kikes to twist up the fucking propaganda more. Fuck. As long as they see Israel is bad. Whatever, that's the show. Israel's bad. Goyim Defense League flyers or some equivalent that are the Trump ones, like the Trumps. Funded by kikes, those kind of ones, man. Get those to these people. Get those to these groups of people. And don't say that you're fucking right wing. And don't act like a Nazi to these people. They should be extra... They should be like... There should be flyers made that aren't Goyim Defense League flyers. That are like rebranded flyers so they look Troon-like. The flyers should look like their stuff. And then give them their own stuff that's our stuff. That should be the fucking plan in the play, man. It's innocent. It's nonviolent. It gets information into these people's hands and directs them in a way that's pro us. Anyways, that's the show. That's a way forward. That's a way to possibly do something with these people. I don't know. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.